With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Trump administration celebrating his first 100 days, and they say they've got a lot to celebrate, including progress on securing the southern border. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent says he's convinced that China will back off in that tariff battle. He spoke to CNBC.
I believe that it's up to China to de-escalate because they sell five times more to us than we sell to them. And so these 125-145% tariffs are unsustainable.
The White House is highlighting the president's border agenda, marking the administration's 100th day in office.
About 100 yard signs with mug shots of arrested unauthorized immigrants have been placed along the White House driveway. The individuals on the posters are described as illegal aliens. The display is part of the administration's focus on the president's immigration policy. In a social media post, the White House warned illegal immigrant criminals, "We will hunt you down, you will face justice, you will be deported."
That is White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reporting. More than 100 immigrants suspected of being in the country illegally were taken into custody in Colorado. We get more on that from correspondent John Scott.
It happened during a raid at an illegal after-hours nightclub in Colorado Springs, Colorado, early Sunday. The club has been under investigation for several months for alleged activities, including drug trafficking, prostitution, and crimes of violence. Cocaine was found. More than 300 law enforcement officers and officials from multiple agencies responded to the nightclub. An undisclosed number of guns were also seized. John Scott reporting.
The Kremlin has declared a 72-hour ceasefire in Ukraine next week as Russia marks Victory Day in World War II. This is SRN News. Indiana now has a parental rights law.
The measure bars the state government from passing any legislation that would substantially burden a mom or dad's right to direct the upbringing, education, health care, or religious instruction of their child. John Carpenter of the Christian legal group Alliance Defending Freedom thinks it's a great idea, adding, quote, "Parents know and love their children best, and they have the right and duty to raise their children according to their own conscience." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The mayor of Amsterdam has apologized for the role the Dutch capital played in the persecution of its Jewish citizens during World War II. Speaking at an event marking Holocaust Remembrance Day, Mayor Femke Halsema said that the civil servants in Amsterdam played an active role in the murder of thousands of Jewish citizens of that city. Of the estimated 80,000 Jews who lived in Amsterdam at the outbreak of the war, only 20,000 managed to survive. This is SRN News. A reinstatement for Pete Rose could be in the works after a meeting between baseball's commissioner and the president. Here's correspondent Gethin Coolbaum.
Baseball commissioner Rob Manfred said he discussed Pete Rose with President Donald Trump at a meeting 2 weeks ago, and he plans to rule on a request to end the sport's permanent ban of the career hits leader who died in September. Speaking at a meeting of the Associated Press sports editors, Manfred said he and Trump have discussed several issues, including Manfred's concerns over how Trump's immigration policies could impact players from Cuba, Venezuela, and other foreign countries. Manfred is considering a petition to have Rose posthumously removed from MLB's permanently ineligible list. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Police are investigating the cause of a church fire in Memphis. A blaze reported early this morning at the historic Claiborne Temple Church in downtown Memphis, and it was unknown at the time what caused the fire. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.